The Asarco Ray Mine was originally established in 1873 and currently operates as a copper open pit mine. It is located in former Western Apache land in a scenic Arizona Highway 177, at about the midpoint divide between two mining towns, Superior to the north and Kearney to the south. Upon further consideration, it becomes apparent that the mine marks more than a geographical divide. Superior, that is Western Apache Yo Ligai, was laid out as a mining town in 1902. Population 32,000, 70% Hispanic or Latino. Median income for a family, $31,000. Median income for males, $34,000. Percentage of population below the poverty line, 28%. Most males work at Asarco Ray Mine, are of Mexican origin, and hold low-rank jobs. Mexicans call the town Superior. Kearney was planned and built in 1950 to accommodate several populations about to be swallowed by the expansion of the Asarco Ray Mine. Population 2,200, 38% Hispanic or Latino. Median income for family, $42,000. Median income for males, $40,000. Percentage of the population living below the poverty line, 13%. Most males work at Asarco Ray Mine. Only a few are of Mexican origin. Those who live in Kearney usually hold supervising or managerial jobs at the mine. In the recent past, Superior Mexican miners who could speak English did not talk to their kids in Spanish. It was stigmatizing. They wanted them to cross the divide and go south. They wanted them to become a Kearney, not a Superior miner. Inca's mining in Los Andes separated the world into two domains. The one above, ruled by Pachamama, who presides over planting, harvesting, and family life, and the one underground, the Devil's Domain, stony, carved by miners seeking gold and minerals. It was ruled by Supai. Collapses were thought to be the result of Supai's wrath. It was a masculine domain where women cannot go, as they would prompt Supai's wrath. Every year, ceremonies are held to Supai, still today. The belief prevails that the underground is masculine, where no woman can go, also holds for Mexican-American male miners. Until 1950, they were called laborers, not miners. Hired for half the pay and benefits. Promotions were impossible. Their company houses were the worst because, they said, they were dirty. They were not allowed underground where the best paid jobs were. They work in the smelters, the worst jobs in the mine. Many in open pit mines where the demand for unskilled labor is high. There was a separate everything, says Mike Baray, a Morenci former mine. In Ajo, Mexican Americans were allowed to swim in the public pool once a week, on Wednesdays, just before the water was changed.